SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang ilan sa kandidata ng Little Glam Australia. We have today in our program some of the candidates of Little Glam Australia. I'll start from my left to introduce herself. Yaveli.
Good morning. Everyone, I'm Yaveli Montard. Little Miss Junior Glam Australia 2018.
And next to Yaveli is...
Hello everyone. My name is Jamie Rose. And I'm 6 years old and I live at Monterey.
Yay!
Hi, hello everyone. I'm Geraldine Tamara. I live in New South Wales.
I don't know what my number
is. It's okay. Alicia?
Hello, my name is Alicia Joy Hocken and I live at Australia.
Hello everyone, I'm Trinity and I'm your Little Miss Australasia World.
Yes, and kasama rin natin, we have this morning as well, one of the producers and one of the people who is behind this year's Little Glam Australia. Myra, can you introduce yourself?
Hello everybody, thanks for having us. First off, Anna, we really appreciate being here. We're here gladly promoting the Little and Teen Glam second edition, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, promote our advocacy in terms of empowering all these kids. So we want you to be part of it as well, and therefore we're here to promote the glam.
Yes, since it's the second year, but it's really your first year to be behind Little Glam, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yes. Can you tell us how it happens that it's under your management this year?
Sure. Well, initially we were just a candidate. So my daughter, Yaveli, being shy and timid at that time, I just thought, oh, maybe this is going to help her out, come out of her shell and be confident in a way. So I asked her and I said, do you want to join pageant? And she's like, you know, with hesitation, but at the end she was convinced, well, with mum's power to convince. But all the way I was like truly supporting her. And then something, like the opportunity came up where this glam, since she attended the International Glam in Philippines, I was offered, do you want to take over the glam since now you are the national director and you have the experience and everything? So that's pretty much made my decision with my sister because she's a producer, and I thought we'll do it together. And so that's where all it started. So So now we are promoting it and making it bigger and better, and hopefully we'll go on and on.
Yes. And maybe we can ask Geraldine and Jamie Rose, why are you joining Little Miss Glam Australia? Yeah.
I joined this pageant so that I would have experience and to be more confident in myself.
Yes, and Jamie Rose?
I joined this pageant to make friends.
That's nice, yeah.
I joined this pageant because I find it fun and enjoyable.
Okay. Alicia, do you have anything in mind? Why did you join this pageant?
Because yes. I will be Miss Little Glam.
Yay, that's a nice answer. And also, we might call now one of the parents who's also joining.
At sa pagkakataong ito, makakausap natin sa telepono ang isang nanay ng isa sa mga batang kalahok ng Little Miss Glam Australia. We have this morning Bonnie Hall, mother of Little Miss Glam candidate Stella Hall, all the way from Tamworth, New South Wales.
I was asking the Little Glam candidates, why did they join Little Glam? For Stella, can we hear Stella?
Yep.
Hello, Stella.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
How old are you, Stella?
Six.
Why did you join Little Miss Glam?
Because I wanted to make friends.
Yay. And you'll be coming to Sydney during the pageant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Bonnie, can you tell us how did it came about that Stella had the interest to join the Little Glam?
I had some friends tell me about it, and I asked Stella if she wanted to do it. She said yes.
So the rest is history then?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. As for parents, I know with hectic schedules of children going to school, and also you're far from Sydney, you have to travel to Sydney to do the rehearsals and everything. How do you manage your time as a mom having to travel all the way to Sydney from Tamworth?
It's been flat out. We haven't made any of the rehearsals because we are so far away, but we are coming up for the actual pageant in October.
Yeah. So how are you preparing then?
She's just been practicing things at home and watching videos. We've got a fundraiser today and Miss Australia is coming, so she's going to give Stella some tips on what to do on the day and all that sort of stuff. So.
Yeah. And are you coordinating with Myra in terms of what needs to be done? I know there are three segments during the pageant.
Yeah, we've been in contact with Myra the whole time.
So how are you preparing with the costumes?
We've been talking to Myra about what type of costumes, and we've organised them now with some people making them for her. So Myra's given us some tips in what to do and what to wear.
Yes. So are you looking forward to flying to Sydney or driving to Sydney?
Well, yeah, we're going to drive. It's going to be a bit easier.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us, Stella and Bonnie.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the pageant.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
For us here, I know it's a charity, Myra, as well. They said that pageants now are not just about the walks and the beauty and everything. So how did you encourage these little children to really join the pageant? Because I know it's hard for parents, as I mentioned, and us, Bonnie, to really have them during the rehearsals because they also have their schools. So yeah.
So the Little and Teen Glam is quite flexible in terms of, So Little and Teen Glam understands how busy and hectic it is here, especially in Sydney, Australia, right? So therefore, we understand as a producer, we do understand that everybody's got their priorities. And the fact that at the moment, it's now the trend, like kids, everybody knows about fashion. So you can see it everywhere, YouTube, everywhere, every event you go to, there will be models out there. Therefore, we are quite lenient in terms of the rehearsal schedules.
Yeah.
We understand parents are busy. So therefore, we've asked them, especially the interstate candidates, to come on the 3-day pageant period, which is the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th of October, where a rigid rehearsal will be conducted. And that commences on the 25th with the talent portion, the 26th, which is the general rehearsal of their outfits and everything, and on the coronation night on the 27th. But during the preparation, it's pretty much we have this group chat in Messenger or however we communicate with individual mummies and parents just to support them, giving them tips, especially on fundraising for their charity or for our charity, doing their costumes, which is more complex because a lot of mothers would say, oh, no, I'm not that artistic enough. But we do encourage them to say, look, the least you can do for your kids is just, you know, put bits and pieces together, have them their input on what costumes they want to wear, etc. Just make it more fun and creative for them. In that sense, kids will then come out of their shell and be more involved. So not just at home and also outside of the community. So that's one thing as well that we're trying to get the kids to be involved and be more open about what they feel, what they want to do, etc.
Yes. At the moment, we only have 3 little Miss Glam, but how many in total?
At the moment, we've got 10 and probably even more.
Yeah.
And also with the little Mr., we've got around about 5. So we're hoping to get more. We've got a public screening as well happening at the same time, the workshop and the rehearsals. So it's kind of ongoing. So don't be surprised if you, on the actual night, that there'll be more than what I just said.
Yes.
So, yeah, because we're definitely getting a lot. But we're doing the screening and making sure that whoever competes is like not just fit but also ready, because we don't the worst thing that we do is demoralize
kids, little kids, yeah,
you know, confidence and all that. So we don't want that.
Yeah. What I love with Little Glam is that you provide workshop for the kids.
Absolutely.
Not just rehearsals, isn't it?
Not just rehearsals. We do the coaching as well. And there, and this is the reason why we've collaborated with the Miss Australasia. And we've got Trinity, who...
So kindly
assisting us, because as a first time producer of this pageant, we kind of need help and support from everybody in the community in the same area. And so, yeah, no, we've got Little Miss Australasia World here supporting us as well to help out these kids learn their catwalks and more of coaching, right?
Like, yeah,
you know, the attitude, the great attitude to tackle this task.
Yes, you have mentioned about Trinity being here. We know that she's Little Miss Australasia, mm-hmm, but she's with the Little Miss Glam. Yes. Trinity, what encouragement and advice do you give to these little girls and boys?
The two number things I would say is the most important is to believe in yourself and give your best.
Yeah. This morning, prior to this interview, I've seen you teaching them and coaching them how they walk. So what's your advice in terms of their walk and being confident on stage?
I would always say to look up, because some people look down when they're on stage, and it's better if you look up because you'll feel better on stage.
Yes. Being Little Miss Australasia, what was the best experience for you that you can share to these little girls and boys?
The best thing would probably be is winning the crown and meeting lots of people, because at every pageant I meet lots of new friends and it's very fun.
Yeah. There will be talent portion, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Can we ask the three little girls what will be their talents are? Jerlyn, do you have anything in mind now? Are you gonna dance, sing?
I actually don't know.
No yet? Maybe sing?
I might sing or dance.
Yeah.
I haven't even got it on my mind yet.
Yeah. That's
fine. I couldn't get a song.
You'll get there. Maybe ask some help from mom? Yes. How about you, Jamie Rose? You're raising your hands.
My favorite thing is doing art.
Yeah? So maybe you'll do drawing during the talent portion?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's saying you will sing.
But mommy behind is saying you'll sing. Maybe she can sing while she's drawing.
Drawing.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
While she's singing, while she's drawing, she's singing.
Yeah. Alicia, what do you think are you going to be doing for the talent? Are you going to be singing?
Singing.
Wow. Do you know your song now? What are you going to be singing?
I know it's called Jasmine.
Jasmine. Wow. Do you know the lines now?
Yeah, I know it all.
Wow. Can you sing a little bit for us today?
Okay, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll watch you on the talent night. Right, Myra?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Later.
Yes, we'll make it a surprise for everyone. Yeah?
Later.
Yes. Yeah, sure. So, Myra, there are three portions or what are the segments during the pageant night?
See, this is what makes this Little and Teen Glam stand out amongst the other pageantry, mainly because we focus more of the creativity, the fashion, and also the beauty of the overall pageant. So the glam has come up with, I think, three categories, main categories. And the first one is the rave costume. So in this rave costume, this is where kids can come out of their creativity in terms of the costumes that they're going to come up. Like this year, the theme is Floriade. So we're telling the mummies, just be creative, go out there, you know, maybe grasp all the leaves, the flowers, everything that you can come up with, just to make it look really, really good and kind of like a fairy tale look. And we've also got the native costume, or the national costume that we call. Now, national costume would represent, obviously, Australian national costume. Now, the main reason why we do this is because if whoever wins would obviously be competing international, representing Australia.
Yeah.
And that prepares them already to have that idea of what they're going to represent in terms of what they're going to wear. And the last one, the main one is the evening gown, as, you know, pageantries always have. Evening gown would be, the pickiest portion, where they will glam up and be out there and stand out among the rest. So, yeah, no, those three main categories. Otherwise, there's also the sportswear and their casual outfit.
Mm. Bonnie earlier mentioned that you've been giving the moms some tips on how they will become creative in terms of their costumes. Mm-hmm. Where do you get the inspirations in terms of your artistry?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if everybody knows, but I am the director of Cherish Moments Events and Design. I have that on the side, decorating, styling events and all that. So I have all those ideas that comes up my head, and if you just tell me something, I'll just come up with like anything at all that will say in terms of the outfits and all that, and that's the reason why, like with my daughter, when she joined the pageant, I used my own things, like from the decorations, and that's where I got my ideas. And I usually just get them like from the $2 shop and all that. So I said to the mummies, you don't really have to spend and go overboard with the expenses. You just have to be creative and resourceful.
And make use of what you have.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I did too. Like whatever I can pick from the table or whatever, I'll go, oh, this will do.
Yeah.
So
So for the little kids, what will be the prize? Like, say, whoever wins, will they go to an international pageant?
Yeah. So the journey in this little glam Australia doesn't end there. So there's many projects lined up that we are looking at doing. So the first thing that's going to happen is obviously whoever wins will win $1,000 pocket money. Return airfare to the host country. At the moment, they have finalized that the international pageant's going to be held in Philippines, and that's from the 5th to the 12th of January next year. So whoever wins will have that, and at the same time, accommodation. So the major winner will be will win those prizes along with their crowns and sash.
Yes. So it's not just the title that you are really trying to get here. It's also the opportunity for these little kids to represent Australia in the international pageant.
Correct. And in addition to that, start their journey in terms of fulfilling our advocacy for children. So as I was saying before, it just doesn't end there. Like, we've already got one lined up in December where these kids, should the parents join us, give back to the community. So we've got this project where we'll be like doing a gift giving, and that's to all the kids that will be coming to the hall at St. Joachim's Church. So we've got a community hall there where we normally do our rehearsals. And that's where we're going to be holding our gift giving towards early December.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And also the charity part of the Little Miss and Mr. Glam Australia, the proceeds or the charity part will go to which charity?
KidSafe New South Wales. So it's more of like kids. The reason why we chose them is because they're more in line of you supporting kids and all that. So as part of the activities that we're doing, it's somewhat supporting the activities within the KidSafe New South Wales. So yeah, it's definitely surrounding children.
Yes. Maybe last question for the kids. What do you look forward to the night of the pageant, Jamie Rose? Are you looking forward to doing the walk, your talent?
Or winning the title.
Winning the title. Yeah?
Walk.
The walk, yeah. How about you, Jerlyn? Joining the other kids on stage?
Yeah, joining the other kids on stage and winning the title.
Yeah. And Alicia? She's a kid. Are you looking forward to meeting the other girls? On the night?
Yeah.
Yeah? And doing your talent?
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe winning because you're so cute. Are you gonna sing now? Did she say she's gonna sing?
No? I just have a little song that's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay, can we hear it? Yeah?
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, how I wonder what you are. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Yay! We should give her a round of applause. Thank you so much, Alicia. And Myra, please invite our listeners to watch the pageant.
So everybody, we definitely need your support, and we really want you to be part of the pageant on the 27th of October at Fairfield RSL. It's close to the station. The Little and Teen Glam Edition 2 will be held at 4 p.m. So we hope that you are going to come and see us there. For ticket inquiries, please visit our page, Little and Teen Glam Australia. Message us.
Thank you so much, Myra, and also to all these little candidates of Little Miss Glam, and also Yaveli, Little Miss Junior Glam Australia 2018, and also Trinity, Little Miss Australasia 2019. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks to SBS.
Thank you. sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.